where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
We're being advised to prepare for a return to winter driving today. Environment Canada has upgraded a special weather statement for Sarnia Lambton to a winter weather travel advisory. Light snow is expected to begin this morning, but should intensify late in the afternoon or evening. Some areas could see up to 10 centimeters of snow, with gusty winds resulting in blowing snow and reduced visibility. Snow is expected to taper off from west to east late tonight. Lambton Shores is going to strongly encourage the MTO to add bike lanes on Highway 21 from Forest to Kettle and Stony Point. The construction project is expected to take place this summer. Mayor Doug Cook says they'll try to persuade the MTO to add bike lanes to this section of the highway.
We put the request out. They have said it's not in their budget at this point, so trying to arrange a meeting with them at the Good Roads Conference that's coming up in April.
Cook says if final efforts come up short, members of the public will be notified. In 2020, the MTO reconstructed Highway 21 between Grand Bend and Kettle and Stony Point First Nation, which included the installation of new bike lanes. The Trudeau Liberals survived a non-confidence vote on the carbon tax yesterday, despite Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre's plea for MPs to back his motion to topple the government over its planned increase to the carbon tax. The NDP and Bloc Québécois voted to save the minority government. The annual carbon price increase is set to rise to $80 per ton on April 1st from the current $65 per ton. Immigration Minister Mark Miller says for the first time, Canada will set targets for the number of new temporary resident arrivals to the country. Miller says they are planning to bring the percentage of temporary resident levels down from 6.2% of the population to 5% over the next 3 years.
Recently, Canada's temporary resident volume has increased significantly, now reaching up to 2.5 million or 6.2% of our population in 2023. Therefore, in our levels planning, we'll be including a target in order to reach an adequate volume of temporary residents that we can welcome.
The first targets will be set in September. And the April 8th total solar eclipse is expected to be unusually spectacular. The sun's magnetic activity is at the peak of an 11-year cycle, and during the brief period when the moon totally covers the sun, a show of streamers and magnetic loops will dance around the obscured sun. And if conditions are right and there is a geomagnetic storm before the eclipse, people in Canada might get to see green and purple northern lights during the less than 4 minutes of daylight darkness. Cloudy skies for today, periods of snow beginning this morning, 2 to 4 centimeters possible with gusty southeast winds, a high of 0. Snow ending near midnight tonight, then cloudy, another 2 to 4 centimeters possible, winds becoming northerly with a low of -4. Cloudy skies clearing by tomorrow afternoon, winds out of the north becoming light, a high of 2. Sunny on Sunday, a high of 5.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.